episode 1792, The Present of Presence.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy Day is the anticipation building. It's Relationship Builders Day, and you know what? Christmas is 18 days away. Don't hold your breath. We're going to build a strong foundation today just for your marriage. You'll get through the holidays, I promise you. The present of presence. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, during the holiday season, it's easy to get caught up and miss the gift right in front of you. Always planning for the future is fine until you forget the present of presence. How's your family life right now? Are you enjoying each other's company, or are you quick to find something to do to keep the distance? When you are always looking for fulfillment in the planning of your future, you miss the blessing of today. Life is not about yesterday or tomorrow. Life is about today, the present of presence. The countdown is on, 18 days until Christmas. It's coming faster than you know it. And if you're not careful, Christmas will pass you by. The busyness of tomorrow will erase the memories of today. As a couple, you can't allow the beauty of this Christmas season to disappear. Life is about your daily existence. The present of presence. If you allow chaos to rain down, then the snowflakes of hope and love will melt away. Don't miss out on Christmas just because you're too busy today. Strengthen the heart with the boughs of presence. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Strengthen the heart with boughs of presence. You want the gifts and presents you give to deepen the spark of your love. How much of our love is focused on what happens in our day? If we've had a great day at work, everybody's nice to us, we come and go from work without hardly any traffic, no crazy road rage issues or somebody being mad or cutting you off in the middle of an intersection, whatever the case may be, that's a great day. Is that how you look at your relationship with your spouse? If everything else goes right, then everything between us is fine too. But if everything else is going horrible, how's it going between the two of you? You see, you want to build that strong foundation in your marriage so that when things happen in your everyday, you are strong as a couple. It's not that, oh, well, you know, just because I've had a bad day, then I'm going to take it out on my husband. Doesn't work that way. Oh, wait, yes, it does, but it should not work that way. And that's really what we need to focus on is the present of presence. What are those bows that you have on top of the gifts that you want to receive? Well, we also have to be willing to give them. Yes, it's a two-way street. Sometimes we have to take the first step ourselves. So strengthen the heart with boughs of presence. What does that really look like in real life? How do we begin to build that, right? How do we begin to build our foundation? Not only widen it, but deepen it. Well, number one, it comes to restore. Sometimes you have to apologize even when your ego doesn't like it and when you believe that you're really not at fault. How many of us have found that, oh, it's not my fault, so I'm not going to apologize. Sometimes we need to start a conversation. I did not mean to hurt your feelings. Come at it from your point of view, not necessarily your spouse's point of view, but you. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. If I said something to hurt you, I'm sorry. If I did something that was taken out of context, please forgive me. Restore. Why keep an argument alive just because of your stubbornness? Determination is one thing, stubbornness, not so much. We got to let it go. So restore. Number two, rekindle. Look for what attracts you to your spouse. Rekindle the flame for the season. I was shopping, running a few brief errands, and I came across the candle section. How many times have you gone down the smelly aisle? Not the one where it's the laundry aisle, because that one is enough to kill me. There's so many scents and they're so strong. But I'm going down the candle aisle and I'm like, oh. And you'll smell one, and some of them are like, oh my gosh, what were they thinking? But others you smell and you're like, oh, and it takes you back to somewhere. Somewhere positive. Something that all of a sudden you've got a smile from one ear to the next, right? Senses, the scents themselves, bring us back to a place in time. It allows us what? To rekindle a memory, to keep the flame alive. As much as seasons change, as often as they do, as they come and go, so do our scents, the sense of smell. And so we need to also rekindle our scents. How can we keep that flame alive in the season that we're in? It's tough. There are some times that, you know, if you're going through a tough time with financial issues, financial stress, oh my goodness. It is, okay, pain in the neck doesn't even describe it. It can be downright grueling. And there are times that you can't even communicate because you can't put the right words together without sounding like you want to kill your spouse, not literally, but figuratively, okay? We're not talking about going all crazy here. You're so flustered. You're frustrated with what's happening. And you can't even make sense of it. Wrapping your mind around it doesn't make sense. So there are times in our season, right? There's a time for everything that we need to rekindle the flame for that particular season. At one point in our marriage, I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. Yeah, that's a lot of years. That's a lot of body changing. That's how I'm going to say it. That's the nice way of saying it. And that's okay. It's a fact of life. I don't take offense to it one way or the other. It just is what it is. And in looking back at it, there had to be times. Now, I have not asked my husband this, so don't go running up to him and saying, what did you think of Christiane for real? Honestly, I don't know that he would want to tell me what he thought he was thinking at the time for fear of, oh no, you know, it's the yes, dear, and no matter what I say, I'm going to be in trouble. But 10 years, pregnant or nursing, takes a toll on your body. I'm sure there were times that physically he was not attracted to me. And guess what? That shouldn't surprise anybody. But during those seasons, there should have been something else that attracted him to me. Wait, she's carrying our child. Wait, she's benefiting them nutritionally. She's giving them life, sustenance. She's helping them grow. There's a lot of things, right? And that's not to put men down by any means. And I'm not saying that men only see the physical side. No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. But I'm being very honest. And there are times, there are seasons in our life that, you know, we may not like the way the other person looks, or we don't like the way the other person is acting. Or there's a decision that was made that you really don't agree with, but you stepped out in faith and said, okay, I'm going to support you on this. However, in the closet, you're grumbling. So during those seasons, you have to rekindle. Look for what attracts you to your spouse during that season, right? Walk down that aisle of scents. Relight a flame that brings you back. And finally, number three, redeem. Release control and love as God loves you. You receive unconditional love and grace from God. He doesn't sit here and say, oh, you know what? By the way, because you backtalked me or you disagreed with me here, or you didn't pay attention to this here, I told you in your dream, what were you thinking? I gave you 5 hints and you kept closing the door on me. No, God says, I love you right where you're at. Well, so then you too need to be willing to give unconditional love and grace. But when it comes to receiving it, it's very easy. Giving it, whoa, it's a totally different story. But I'm telling you, these bows of presence grows and strengthens your heart, right? It widens your heart. It grows deeper. It's not just about surface level stuff. It's not, oh, wow, honey, remember when we just loved the song together and we would sit there in the car and just look at the stars? Oh, I remember those days. No, it goes much deeper than a song that's playing on the radio and the stars that you see. Now, yeah, those are sweet times. But there's more to life than that. It's becoming one, two, becomes one. You see, God desires you and your spouse to thrive, so in turn, your family can too. You want your family, your love for each other to multiply. Because when the two of you are stronger, that allows you as a family unit to be stronger. And once when you have the family unit stronger, imagine what happens when you go out into the world, how you impact the world you touch. Speaking of the world, for those who have been affected by the shootings in both Florida and Hawaii, our hearts and prayers are with you. It's a very tough time. And there are no words to make things easier, to make the pain and the hurt go away. But know that we are thinking about you and praying for you, praying for healing, and knowing that you are loved. The reason for the season is love for one and all. Where two are gathered together, they're joined as one in matrimony. God wants your love to grow vertically and horizontally. He wants your relationships to deepen way beyond a favorite song on the radio underneath the stars. What will you do today to give the present of presence? How can you gift that to your spouse? I want you to think of one way that you can show the present of presence. How could you wrap that up with a beautiful bow? I'm not saying literally do that. I'm not saying you have to go buy something. No. How can you show it in action? Maybe it's sitting next to your spouse and watching a movie that you really wouldn't want to watch, but you're there to be with him, to be. It's the presence. Maybe he has an interest in playing the guitar and he wants to tell you some stories of what he's learned on YouTube and the history. Maybe it's sitting there and asking questions and just letting him talk about a newfound love. Yeah, it may go over your head. You may not remember everything, but guess what? He is receiving something much greater than the knowledge that he's given you. It's strengthening his heart, which in turn strengthens your relationship. It goes deeper for both of you. So what can you do today to wrap the present of presence for your spouse? You got to wrap it up so you can unwrap God's gift, the present of presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Now go out and finish that shopping list. You got this. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.